And today, hey, promised you I'd have a guest on the phone this morning, and I do. Helen Welch is going to be joining us. She's got a great show headed to downtown Cleveland this weekend called Superstar. The songs, the stories, the Carpenters. Helen, as you may or may not know, I just loved Karen Carpenter growing up, and apparently you did too, huh?
I did not know this about you, Gary. Yeah, I did. I have a very musical family. My mum was a light opera singer.
Oh.
My dad, after 20 years in the army, was a very accomplished flamenco and jazz guitarist, and I'm what you get when you cross those two things.
Okay. Well, you're an amazing singer, and I guess I always said, you know, for this past generation, it was Whitney Houston, but the generation before that, I think Karen Carpenter had one of the most unique, beautiful voices that ever existed. I'm assuming you feel very similar?
Yeah, I would agree. And some people say, I do another show actually called The First Ladies of Song, in which I include Whitney and, of course, I include Karen.
Hmm.
But a lot of people call her the finest alto singer that ever lived. And I remember when I was young, I couldn't sing like my mom, because my mom was this light opera singer, but I would borrow her Carpenter's cassette tapes, and I would take them into my bedroom and play them and grab my hairbrush, of course, and sing into my hairbrush. And I remember thinking, well, I can do this.
Wow.
And this is, I really like this. And I say to in the show, you know, Karen almost gave me permission to know that it was okay to not opera, you know, and because there was somebody out there doing this, and I just think her sound is gorgeous.
It just really is. But you have a backstory to this doing the Carpenters. You met, spoke with Richard Carpenter, and befriended him, right?
Well, I had this idea to do the show. What happened was I was doing a residency at a jazz club up in Cleveland Heights called Nighttown every week, and one week I sang a song by the Carpenters, and the guys, if this is a jazz club, and the guys in the band are going, is it a Carpenters song? Well, at the time, it was a really noisy night. No one was listening, and I'd never sung a Carpenters song in public. And I said, what the heck? No one's listening. So I started singing it. The whole place went silent.
Really?
After about 20 seconds. And after the song, everybody went nuts. And this big light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, okay, I'm not the only closet Carpenters fan around. So I looked at their catalog, which of course I knew really well, but it's complicated music. Mm. I mean, Richard did some incredible arrangements with orchestra and oboes and, you know, a gazillion instruments, and I didn't want to copy. I wanted to do the songs the way he would do them were he to do them today.
Got it.
But I didn't want to do that without his permission. So to cut a very long story short, I reached out to him, and actually his assistant and he just sent me a good luck message for the weekend.
Nice.
So I reached out to him and said, could I do this? It's going to be a little bit reimagined because, for example, the song Superstar that I recorded on the album, because we have a soundtrack album for the show, is all about a girl who falls in love with a rock guitarist. Now, in Richard's version, he opens with an oboe. We open with my rock guitarist playing that on the guitar.
Ooh.
Because in the song. Yeah, so, because, and I sing to my guitarist, because the girl falls in love with the guitarist, and then he goes on to another concert, another town, and another girl, leaving her with a broken heart.
Aww.
So we have Charlie playing a rock guitar solo. So Richard gave me permission to be able to sort of reimagine songs and do them in a way that we weren't trying to be, you know, I'm not into the cheesy tribute thing. So right. I wanted to really make it a classy show. And actually, this is it. I'm very proud to say this is its third time at Playhouse Square.
So I can't invite you to my karaoke party tomorrow night, is what you're saying.
Oh, no, I love karaoke.
Do you really? That would be awesome.
I may have to have a margarita or two. Isn't that crazy? I can sing at Blossom with the orchestra in front of 14,000 people, but if you ask me to do karaoke, I get absolutely terrified.
That's hilarious. All right, so your show, The Superstar, the songs, the stories, the Carpenters, you actually do a real tribute to the Carpenters. You tell stories and about how the songs are made and what they were about, huh?
Yeah, I spent many, many months soaking up every book I could find, every video, every pirate video.
Oh, my.
And really did some serious research. I didn't want to focus on the negative aspects, because sometimes when the Carpenters subject comes along,
sure,
everybody says, oh, my God, this is so sad, you know.
Right.
I wanted to focus on all the how it all came about, because Karen was 19 and Richard was 22. That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything when I was that age.
Well,
and
I remember the first time I saw the Carpenters was on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and she was playing drums.
Yes, that's right.
And I was
very
like,
very accomplished drummer.
And the song, I'm not sure what, was it Close to You? Was that their first single?
Their first hit single.
Was Close to You. And I remember loving that song and going, who's the girl playing drums?
Yeah.
Right?
It was unusual in those, very unusual in those days. Yeah, and we talk about that in the show, and, you know, she and Richard had some fairly heated discussions about that because she didn't want to give it up.
Hmm.
But the audiences complained that they couldn't see her behind the kit.
That makes sense. So eventually
she was forced out to come out front. Yeah. So I tell all those stories, how the songs came about, why there's a guitar solo in Goodbye to Love. And, I mean, the show really rocks. The band are world class. And
nice.
There's a lot of fun in there, too. We do have a lot of laughs.
All right, so it is this Saturday night, downtown Cleveland, Playhouse Square. How do folks get tickets?
They go to playhousesquare.org, or they go to, it's right on their front page today, or they can go to helenwelch.com.
Okay.
W-E-L-C-H. Think of the grape juice when you think of me.
Okay.
I wish they were my family. Yeah, actually, if you go to playhousesquare.org, it's right there, and you just click on the Superstar, the Songs, the Story of the Carpenters. And there's a few tickets left.
All right, just a few tickets left. And by the way, we happen to score a pair of tickets for this morning. We're actually going to give a pair of tickets away in a few moments, huh?
Yay!
All right, that'll be nice. Well, I can't wait. My wife and I are going to be seeing you this Saturday night. I can't wait to see this show.
And
well, looking forward to it. And hopefully we're going to work together in the future and maybe bring you back to the Youngstown area sometime and do some fun things. But all right. Well, hey, thank you so much for your time this morning, Helen. I'm going to open up the phone lines here in just a few moments and give those tickets away. And then they'll be at the will call window. I'll get their information, right?
Yeah. If you can email me the names and I will put the... I'll make sure the tickets are at will call for the winner.
Awesome.
And Gary, thank you so much. I appreciate you and everything you do.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I love the stories. So we'll see you Saturday night. Thank you, Helen.
See you Saturday. Bye.
Bye. All right, 13 minutes after 8 o'clock on Mix 98.9. Hey, if you'd like to go, join me at Playhouse Square this Saturday night. You've got no other plans, and you say, hey, honey, let's do something special. Call me now.
Gary's Wheel of Games.
All right, 330-729-9699. Here's the Wheel of Games game this morning. Nothing, nada. I'll just take the third caller. 330-729-9699. Special arrangement with Helen Welch to give these tickets away. And I just can't wait for this show. She really does a bang-up job. These are pros doing the show in downtown Cleveland. But anyway, hey, it'll be fun. Third caller, 330-729-9699. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.